feel off, tired, moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to tracemineralsmg.com and feel the difference minerals make. Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at tracemineralsmg.com. Feel off, tired, moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to tracemineralsmg.com and feel the difference minerals make. You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to tracemineralsmg.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
The case against Richard Allen, the man accused of being the Delphi murderer. Well, yes, it just gets stranger and stranger. What we were planning on talking about is the hearing. It's now been pushed back to March 18th. The arguments, Gull expected to hear two issues during the hearing next month, a filing made by Carroll County Prosecutor Nick McClelland to amend charges against Delphi murder suspect Richard Allen on the January 29th filing by McClelland seeking to hold Allen's attorney in contempt of court. Allen, of course, already facing those two counts of murder. However, McClelland is seeking to add two additional counts of murder and two counts of kidnapping against Allen, with no additional evidence, by the way, and that's what they'll be hearing there. McClelland arguing that Allen's attorneys, Bradley Rossi and Andrew Baldwin should be held in contempt for evidence leaks traced back to Baldwin's office and for violation of gag orders. But wait, there's more. Just coming out in the last few days, we have learned that critical evidence that was on the side of the prosecution was destroyed. Video evidence of interviews with two suspected Odinists that were possibly considered suspects in the murder. That video evidence, it's gone due to a DVR program error discovered on 9/20 of 2017. All recordings up to February 20th, 2017 are recorded over. There's no detectable audio found on the drive, is what they're saying. As the defense going, we need to see this information here of these other people that you suspected. Well, guess what? We don't have it anymore. It just happens to be gone. So, Siobhan, you're learning about this as I say it. They're seeking to have the case dismissed now with this new chapter of insanity into it. To not have the evidence, to not have those interviews that were conducted the weeks the girls went missing with people that they suspected could possibly be the killer. And it took 4 years to arrest Richard Allen, who raised his hand saying, "I was there." It seems a little suspect and continues to play into this cover-up conspiracy theory.
Really disturbing. My first thought is, can they get a better IT person to help them out with their equipment? Oh, my Lord. What a mess.
Yeah.
That's really disturbing.
It just is. It's one of those cases where it gets stranger and stranger by the week. And it makes me wonder, you know, we're talking about Odinists again here that are on the tape. And I don't really buy that there's a cult out there sacrificing children. But I do buy that, you know, there could be suspects out there and people who are really not the brightest in the world and really get their identity by watching too much Marvel and Thor, and they think it's cool to have a Odinist tattoo or things of that nature in mass. That being said, this information is gone. We're sitting here with Richard Allen in prison the way that we are. I don't understand how so many of these things happen in the way that they do. and the system just continues to ride along like there's no problems. That's just been kind of shocking to me, the way Gull's been handling everything. What's been your thoughts?
Yeah, it's just one of those ones where you can tick off the boxes going, there's an uh-oh, there's an uh-oh, there's an uh-oh. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, I still can't say I am convinced he didn't do it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't see all the evidence, but it's just one disturbing thing after another. And we want everyone to have a fair trial.
People obviously don't like being wrong. People don't like being in a situation where maybe they did something on accident. They're going to cover it up. And that's what I'm wondering here. Is this a case from your perspective where you're looking at it where maybe something was messed up here? Maybe this is it. Maybe it, because this DVR malfunctioned or somebody recorded over it with old episodes of Growing Pains, we got him, but we got to make sure it's him because the other ones that we thought we don't have that evidence anymore. So we really, there seemed to be some reason to double, triple, quadruple down on Richard Allen and stay there and not move there. Is it because they really think it's him, or is it this just like one person had to cover up for one thing, another person's going to cover up for that, and it just turned into this kind of group cornucopia of everybody covering up for everybody, which I guess when you get that intertwined, you kind of have a conspiracy and everybody has a reason to cover up.
Yeah. Yeah. And it could be both. It could be both. It could be that he did it, that they're convinced he did it, but they have still screwed up over and over and over and are doubling down. And, you know, it's just one of these bizarre cases that we would like to see it clean, clear, everything by the book, and it's never been that way.
I mean, is that something that we see in, you know, obviously there's a groupthink type thing that goes on, and we're talking about this kind of small community, these government entities. Is that something that we see often where it's, you know, we're just going to operate in our own weird ecosystem way, the way that we work? Some of us are shadier than others, but we're all going to kind of cover and just kind of move forward no matter what. I mean, is this kind of like a protect the blue type thing going on, or protect the Delphi, because we're talking about more than just the police in this sort of situation?
Yeah, I fear that it happens more than it should. And I don't know that we have any way to know that other than when, you know, we've talked about the Innocence Project recently. When the Innocence Project has gotten involved in so many of these cases, you know, where it turns out that the person has spent 20 or 30 years incarcerated and they actually, now it can be proven with DNA or otherwise that they were not the perpetrator. I think you do find those kinds of things where this person was chosen by law enforcement, and then it was just this double down, and the system was designed to just go along with it.
Yeah, there almost needs to be some reconfiguration here. I don't know if it's a system that needs reconfiguring, or we need to make sure we're putting the right ingredients into the system so it works correctly. Ingredients being the people that are,
exactly,
are operating
exactly
within it.
Yeah, ethics matter. Mm-hmm. Ethics matter. And, you know, we see over and over again where the ethical component is just not there, and you get a bad outcome.
Yeah.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.